Again, Bereshos Gemara de Asra, Harav Shulman, Shlita. First, I want to welcome everyone to the Siyum. Thank everyone for coming and participating, especially the Noshim Tzidkaniyos, who we know have a very large part in encouraging your wonderful husbands to come every morning and learn. We will go over the last three psukim. Oh, let's have to make it to Lania. No, it's good. We'll go over the last three psukim of Sefer Nehemiah. We're making a siyum on Sifrei Daniel, Ezra, Nehemiah. In addition, we also want to celebrate the siyum of Chelek Dalet of Mishneh Berurah, primarily the laws of Erevin, the laws of Kiddush HaChodesh, and Kiddush Levana, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, and all the many inyanim which Baruch Hashem we've all mafalpel in over the last year. Sefer Nehemiah, according to most of the Mefarshim, is the last Sefer in the chronology of the history of Klal Yisrael. Sefer Divrei Hayamim appears to end before the beginning of Sefer Nehemiah. And therefore it's a very significant Sefer in that it's the final message that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah have given Klal Yisrael. This is their last will and testament, how Klal Yisrael shall conduct themselves throughout Golus until the coming of Mashiach. And the last three psukim are very difficult psukim. It appears that Nehemiah is asking Hashem, is demanding justice. Pasuk reads, Zochr Elohem Elokoi, remember them, my God, Hashem, Al Ga'olei HaKahuna Uvris HaKahuna VeHalavim. There are many interpretations of what this pasuk means, but for now we'll settle with the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos says very simply, Nehemiah was furious with the Kohanim and the Levim who intermarried, and by intermarrying have defiled the sanctity of the Kahuna. And Nehemiah is demanding, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish them for their sins of intermarriage, and through their intermarriage, the defilement. I'll read the words of the Mitzudos, Zoch Elohim La'anoish Oysan, to punish them, Al Asher Go'alu, they have disgusted Umo'asu HaKuhuna, they have defiled and ruined the Kuhuna, Bikachtam Noshim Akum, when they took for themselves wives from the nations of the world. Ki al yidei zen nifsulu min hakuhuna, by doing so they have defiled, they have become disqualified from the Beris Kuhuna. Justice. Very powerful message. And then he goes on to say, Nehemiah, that I have done my best to purify the Kuhuna by separating the women who are non-Jews from among us. V'tihartim bin Mikol Nechar, I purify the Jewish people, specifically the Kohanim and Levim, from the foreign influence. Vo'amido mishmaros la'Kohanim v'la'Levim, and I have established mishmaros, an order of Kohanim and Levim, ish bimlachto, each person according to his role, his mission, his talents, his job. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, the last pasuk. What else have I done on behalf of Klal Yisrael? Nehemiah writes, Ule Kurban Ho'etzim, Be'itim Mizumonos, I have established a system where various families of Klal Yisrael would be required to provide wood for the Beis HaMikdash at set moments, set times of the year. V'la Bikurim, I have also established an order of when various families and members of Klal Yisrael shall bring the Bikurim to Eretz Yisrael, so that the Bikurim do not flood Yerushalayim at one moment in time when there will be a surplus and much of it will go to waste, but it should be distributed throughout the year at the proper time. These are things which I put in place, and the Chemia concludes, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zochro li Elokai l'toiva, may you remember this act of kindness that I have done on behalf of Klal Yisrael l'toiva, for good. There's a contrast between what Nehemiah is demanding on behalf of the Rishoim, punishment, and what Hashem should do for the Tzaddikim as himself and others that have come in his likeness, in giving reward Latova for doing good things for Klal Yisrael, for restoring the purity of Klal Yisrael, the Kiddush of Klal Yisrael, and making sure that they continue to prosper and serve Hashem in the best way possible. It's very interesting that these words here have great application for Siyam. The second to last pasuk, the Chemia demands HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember him for good. We know we say in the seam of the Masechta, Uzuchus kol hatanoim v'amoroim ya'amoy lanu ulzareinu shlesomu shatoyda mipinu mipi zareinu. That when we conclude a sefer, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the zuchus of learning Torah should remain with us and protect us and our family, our children, our grandchildren, throughout all the generations, in the schus of learning Torah. And here, that's really what it says in the pasuk: Va'amida mishmarois la'koyhanim v'la'levim. Who are the koyhanim and the levim in our time, in our generation? It's the talmidei chachamim that devote themselves, set aside time for the learning of Torah. And it's not just that they learn Torah; they have mishmaros, set times to learn an order, a seder, as the Mitzudos very precisely writes, Hemadati Mishmar Sakaihan Mahlavim Lios Kolech of Lakhvis Gomor, Uli Karulukurban Oetzim as Tikroves, Hoetzim Shaal Hamarachas Amizbeach, Kovati, Beitim Mizumanos, at set times. And this kol really captures the essence of this idea where people come together to learn at a set time of day, every single day, an order, a seder, a plan to accomplish and to achieve great things. Before I conclude, I just want to say one short idea. We learned here three svarim. Daniel, Ezra, and Nehemiah. It's interesting that there's a process. There's a theme which goes from the beginning of Sefer Daniel, continuing into Sefer Ezra, through Sefer Nehemiah. In Sefer Daniel, Daniel primarily found himself in Babel by Nebuchadnezzar, by Belshazzar, and there was a gezeira that no one was allowed to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only thing you can do is you can bow down, you should bow down to the idol that Nebuchadnezzar has established for himself. And one of the most famous psukim in Sefer Daniel is where he rebelled against this decree and he davened to Hashem, and the words of the pasuk can't seem to find the pasuk in front of me, but as Daniel, he opened up windows in his attic and davened towards Yerushalayim. Here it is. V'Daniel kidi yuda di rishum kisava al-Levi'sei. He went into his house. When he became aware that it was a gzir, that no one was allowed to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he entered into his home. V'chavin pisichon le'bi'ili'sei. He fashioned windows in his attic neged Yerushalayim. Here he was in Babel, in Golos, and his first thoughts were Yerushalayim. And he was mispalel, he made sure to open up windows and to face Yerushalayim. This is the source of the minug, pasuk in Malachim as well, to daven towards Yerushalayim. But Daniel did not succeed in living in Yerushalayim, at least not according to the simple understanding of the text. There are various midrashim, but he did go to Yerushalayim and came back. But simply the theme of Sefer Daniel is Daniel finds himself in Babel and Golos and is yearning to go to Yerushalayim. Ezra, what is the major theme of Sefer Ezra? Who Ezra? It is this Ezra. Olam mi Babel, he ascended from Babel. The king gave whatever he needs. Ezra went, made an aliyah. And where did he arrive? He arrived in the city of Yerushalayim. Ki be'echod l'chodesh harishon hu yusar hamal b'bavel, uve'echod l'chodesh hachamishi bo el Yerushalayim. Ezra made it. He built upon Daniel. It wasn't just kavana, windows facing Yerushalayim. Ezra took a group of people and made aliyah to Yerushalayim. And then we come to Sefer Nehemiah. What happens in Sefer Nehemiah? Nehemiah, not only does he live in Yerushalayim, not only does he think about Yerushalayim, he builds the Choymos Yerushalayim. He fortifies the city. He protects the city. And all that it represents, as we discussed when we learned the significance of the Choymos Yerushalayim. What is the significance? What is special about Yerushalayim? Well, there's one, there are many psukim, many mamari chazal, but the pasuk that stands head and shoulders above all the various psukim mamari chazal is Ki mitzion teitze soira udvar Hashem miYerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the mokoim of the Dvar Hashem. When a person comes to learn for a period of time every single day, he is a mevakesh to hear, to learn from the Dvar Hashem, the words of Hashem. The group we have here have captured the essence of Sifrei Daniel, Ezra, and Nehemiah. To come to such a moment where we make such a beautiful siyum with such a group of such chashuv people, you have to have a plan. There has to be a tkufa of the chavin psichin neged Yerushalayim, a desire to open windows, to see Yerushalayim from a distance. And then you have to make the effort to go to Yerushalayim, to come to Yerushalayim. And then you have to build the walls around Yerushalayim. A siyum of something about Torah is a choyma in Yerushalayim. It's where we take the Dvar Hashem and you surround it, you conquer it, you protect it, and you claim that it's yours. This group has, in essence, captured the theme and chut, the thread that carries us through Sefer Daniel, Sefer Ezra, and Sefer Nehemiah. We mentioned when we learned in Nehemiah the last words, the last thing that Nehemiah demands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, remember the good thing that I did, that I put into order, a Seder for Bikurim. Bikurim are the first fruits. When a person comes and brings Bikurim, Rashi in Parashas Kisavo says, a person goes to his field and he sees a fig has blossomed. Just begins to blossom. He takes a blade of grass and he wraps it around the fruit. This will be my first fruits. When we're Messiah, when we come to a Sefer that's Messiah, the Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh, Nehemiah says, basically, Hadr Naloch, we'll come back to you. We have not forgotten about the Bikurim, the very beginning. We remember that blade of grass that we tied around the first fruits, which we now come to offer today at this moment when we are Messiah, this beautiful Svarim. I'm going to read now the Hadron. I'm going to read the classic Hadron that we say when we're Messiah a Masechta of Gemara. Some have different nuschos, they add Nevi'im, but we really learn Sifrei Ksuvim, so I'll just, with the Rav's permission, I'll just say the regular nusach. Hadron Aloch, Sifrei Daniel, Ezra Nehemiah, Vahadra Chalon, Datan Aloch, Sifrei Daniel, Ezra Nehemiah, Vedatoch Chalon, Lo Nis Nishem Inoch, Sifrei Daniel, Ezra Nehemiah, Vlo Sis Nishem Inoch, Lo Ba Omo Hadin, Vlo Ba Omo Diyasi, Hadron Aloch, Sifrei Daniel, Ezra Nehemiah, Vahadra Chalon, Datan Aloch, Sifrei Daniel, Ezra Nehemiah, Vedatoch Chalon, Lo Nis Nishem Inoch, Sifrei Daniel, Ezra Nehemiah, Vlo Sis Nishem Inoch, Lo Ba Omo Hadin, Vlo Ba Omo Diyasi, Hadron Aloch, Sifrei Daniel, Ezra Nehemiah, Vahadra Chalon, Datan Aloch, Sifrei Daniel, Ezra Nehemiah, Vedatoch Chalon, Lo Nis Nishem Inoch, Sifrei Daniel, Ezra Nehemiah, Vlo Sis Nishem Inoch, Lo Ba Omo, Lo Ba Omo Hadin, Vlo Ba Omo Diyasi, Here Tzad Melofanecha, Dmei Elohim, Vlo Yavaseinu, Shetehei Soroscho Umanosinu Belo Mazeh Usimanu Lo Mabo Chanin Bar Papa Ram Bar Papa Nachman Bar Papa Achoy Bar Papa Abba Mori Bar Papa Rafa Bar Papa Rochish Bar Papa Surch Bar Papa Ada Bar Papa Dor Bar Papa Ha'adav No Ad Melohim Was Tevei Soroscho Befin Befil Samcha Beis Yisrael Vinihi Anachnu Vitzetzoy Nu Vitzetzoy Amcha Beis Yisrael Kulanu Yodei Shemech Vlom Beis Rasech Lishma Me'ovad Tichakmeni Mitzvasech Kililim Hili Hili Bi Samim Bichukech Laman Lo Eva Shliolam Lo Eshkach Pikudech Yivam Chisoni Baruch Ato Adonai Lamdeni Chukech Amen, Amen, Amen. Selav oed, Moedim anachtel lefanecha. Adonai Elohim lo yavaseinu shesamtech kinnim yoshe v'samidrash lo samtech kinnim yoshe kron. Shanu mashkimim v'hein mashkimim. Anu mashkimim l'divrei seira v'hein mashkimim l'dvar betelum. Anu amelim v'hein amelim. Anu amelim mekablim sachar. V'hein amelim v'hein mekablim sachar. Anu ratzim v'hein ratzim. Anu ratzim l'chayel l'abav v'hein ratzim l'vershachas. Shnema v'yater Elohim tardim l'vershachas anshei damim u'mirma lo yechetsu yimehem v'ani eftach bach. Yehi ratzonim lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu k'shem Shazartanu l'sayim sifrei Doniel Ezra u'Nechemia kein ta'azreinu l'haschil m'sechtois u'svarim acherim u'l'saimam l'ilmod u'l'lamed l'shmar v'l'asos u'l'kayim es kol divrei salmut ha'resach b'yava u'zichus kol ha'tanoim v'amoraim v'salmidei chachamim ya'amod lanu u'l'zareinu shloshamu shatar m'pinu u'mpi zareinu v'zera zareinu ad oylam v'siskayim banu b'hisalechecha tanche osach b'shoch b'cha t'shmar olam Adonai Yivarech Esamo Vashalom.